Good morning from Monroe Street in downtown Commerce, Texas, where folks are gathered to honor General Claire Chennault, a hometown hero from Commerce, Texas. We are at the site of his birth at 1501 Monroe Street in Commerce, where there already is a historical marker in English marking the birthplace of General Chennault, and today we will dedicate a marker in Chinese, the first such historical marker in Texas. The crowd quieting now as the brass ensemble from the university has stopped playing. We've got about 200 people here, maybe a little bit more. Folks are gradually arriving on foot. Of course, there isn't a whole lot of parking available nearby. The street is blocked off. What we have going on here, there's a podium set up just north of the home of Chennault's birthplace, and it's just south of the Real House. If you're familiar with Commerce and you know Monroe Street, the Real House is that very large, two-story, elegant red brick building with the red roof and the large white Doric columns. That's right next to where we are, the podium between Chennault's birthplace and the Real House. And the brass ensemble from the university has just started playing another tune, as we're probably going to be a couple minutes late beginning this ceremony as we wait for folks to arrive. If you are planning on attending, you still have some time to get here. You might miss the very beginning, but you should be able to catch most of it. I would suggest probably parking somewhere downtown near the square and walking over here, as there's no parking, of course, anywhere nearby. It's been blocked off in several directions here on Monroe Street. The mood here is happy and kind of expectant as we are awaiting a few brief remarks from local folks before the actual dedication. It's a mix of business people and university types in professional attire, along with college students in casual dress, people milling around chatting, and now a shuttle from the university with various dignitaries sharply dressed. And looks like we are about to get started very shortly. This is the result of a very long and spirited effort by a number of folks associated with both the university and other people here in Commerce. The Chennault Committee were the prime movers in this effort. That committee, composed of Jessica Brannon Ranosky, Rachel Curling, Sherry Johnson, Jelena Jones, John Mark Jones, Linda King, William Curacina, Jill Mobley, David Morgan, Wendy Morgan, Noah Nelson, Lee Ochoa, Daryl Peace, Dixie Terman, Paul Voss, Wyman Williams, who put in many, many hours to make this morning possible, also Cheryl Zellhart, the Chennault Committee, who helped make this literally historic event happen today in Commerce, Texas. If you're not familiar with the story of General Claire Chennault, he was responsible for organizing a volunteer fighting force that helped defend China against Japanese invasion during World War II. This was before America had entered the war. It was a volunteer force of American fighters who worked in cooperation with Chinese military in order to help defend mainland China against Japan, and their efforts continued after the United States entered the war. You're listening to live coverage of the General Claire Chennault dedication ceremony here on KETR. We are in the 1500 block of Monroe Street, just a little bit west of the square in downtown Commerce, Texas. Could not have asked for a more perfect October day. We're the tail end of the summer, very beginning of fall, temperatures in the mid-70s here, clear blue skies, almost no breeze at all. The trees showing just a hint of gold, as autumn hasn't quite arrived in Northeast Texas, but it's knocking on the door. And we see University President Dan Jones on the podium now, as he's talking with a few folks who are getting ready to deliver a few remarks at the beginning. Chancellor Sharp of the Texas A&M University System made the trip up from College Station to be in Commerce today for this event. The podium is, of course, anybody who's been at university events would recognize the familiar wooden podium bearing the seal of the university. Got some flags up there in addition to the Stars and Stripes and the Texas Lone Star flag, the maroon and white flag of the Texas A&M University System, the blue and gold flag of Texas A&M University Commerce, and the black and white prisoner of war missing in action flag that came into use in the 1970s. Flag's not moving at all. It is a still morning here in Commerce, Texas, so that's good news for anybody who has some papers to keep track of. We are broadcasting from underneath a tent, about 30 yards or so from the main podium, and getting significantly more crowded now. It looks like it was a good idea to delay the start of the event just a few minutes because, due to parking considerations, lots of people still arriving by foot. Can't really tell exactly how many folks are here because we're seated and there's people to behind us and to our right that we can't really tell, but I'm guessing it's closer to 300 now as the crowd is definitely picking up a little bit. We've got folks standing. There is bleachers have been set up in the middle of Monroe Street, and those are now full. Most of the people here in attendance standing around the area around the main podium. And I see Noah Nelson, and I think we're going to go to Noah right now.
Good morning, everyone, elected officials and special guests. I'm Noah Nelson, Media Relations Director for A&M Commerce, and welcome to this tribute to the Flying Tigers Combat Group and to their leader, Claire Chennault. To begin this morning's ceremony, please rise for the presentation of colors by the Ross Volunteer Group, followed by our national anthem, and please remain standing for the posting of colors.
The brass ensemble from the university, having just concluded our national anthem, we are now watching the presentation of colors.
Thank you, and please be seated. You know, it's been 70 years since the ending of World War II, and on this particular year, we celebrate the combat deeds of the Flying Tigers. We are here today to especially recognize the group's founder, General Claire Chennault, a native son of the proud city of Commerce, who actually began his life on this street. Let me introduce Dr. John Bellotti, mayor of the city of Commerce.
Thank you, Noah. It's a privilege to be here today. It's an honor to be here today. I had about a five-minute introduction planned, and President Jones said, you've got 2 minutes and don't use it all. So I'll be brief. I do want to welcome all of our visitors, but first of all, I want to welcome the citizens of Commerce who have taken time off to be here today. We have citizens here today from other cities in the state of Texas. I want to welcome you here today. We have citizens of other states in the United States that are here today, and we certainly have residents from international visitors that are here today, so I certainly want to welcome them. And as part of the welcoming ceremony, I am certainly honored to be here. I'll pass along a little anecdote to you. My students often ask me, say, Doc B., what do you do as mayor? I said, well, principally three things. I get to go to ribbon cuttings. I read proclamations. And every third Tuesday of each month, I do the city council meetings. I chair the city council meeting. And once in a while, I get to go to a special event. I get invited. And folks, this is a special event. And I'm so glad you're here to be with us. Thank you.
That was Commerce Mayor John Bellotti.
Texas A&M University Commerce is especially proud of the commerce part of its name. It's my pleasure to introduce the president of A&M Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Mayor, for your brevity. That was well done. It is a distinct pleasure and a high honor to be with you here today as we celebrate a truly extraordinary event, the dedication of a historical marker recognizing Lieutenant General Claire Lee Chennault and the American Volunteer Group, the first such marker in the state of Texas to be inscribed in both traditional and modern Mandarin. General Chennault was born in Commerce, Texas, on the site where we now stand. As the organizer and commander of the famous Flying Tigers of the China, Burma, India Theater in World War II, General Chennault exhibited extraordinary courage and fearless dedication to the cause of freedom. An outstanding air strategist, he had retired from a pioneer flying career with the United States Army Air Corps when, in 1937, he was asked by General Chiang Kai-shek to help China develop an air force capable of combating threatening raids by Japan. The heroic actions of Chennault and the Flying Tigers saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of Chinese during the Japanese invasion. The original historical marker in English, which you see before you, was placed in 1968 at the urging of the late Dr. Otha Spencer, a graduate of what was then East Texas State University, now Texas A&M University Commerce, and later a professor of photojournalism at the university. As a young man, Dr. Spencer served in the U.S. Army Air Force and flew supplies over the hump from India to China to support General Chennault's campaign. A few years ago, Mrs. Dixie Terman, an alumna of their university and an active member of the commerce business community, met Mr. and Mrs. James Tang at a doctor's office in Dallas, and Mr. and Mrs. Tang are with us here today, who, upon learning that she was from Commerce, shared their reverence for General Claire Chennault. Following a visit to Commerce to view the marker in English, the Tangs remarked that, wouldn't it be nice if the marker were in Chinese? Mrs. Terman, recognizing the global impact of Commerce in the university, initiated the process of gaining the necessary approvals for the second marker, and she also graciously funded the cost of the marker. So thank you, Dixie, for your countless contributions to your alma mater and to this thriving community. I would also like to thank the members of the Texas A&M University Commerce Band for their outstanding music this morning, particularly their performance of the Flying Tigers March, composed by John Edmondson, which was the last piece they played before the national anthem. The piece was composed in 2002 in honor of the Flying Tigers and their commander. Please help me recognize these talented and very special students. And speaking of extraordinary students, we are deeply honored to have with us here today members of the Ross Volunteers and Squadron 6 from the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M University in College Station, who, along with their advisor, Lee Hassman, graciously joined us today and presented the colors. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Many hours have gone into planning for this event, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Texas State Historical Association, the City of Commerce, and the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, who worked with the university to get us to this point today. We are also pleased to have some very special individuals with us this morning to help celebrate this grand occasion. As I introduce you, please stand to be recognized, and I would ask the audience to please hold your applause until all have been recognized. The Honorable Bob Hall, State Senator, District 2. The Honorable Dan Flynn, State Representative, District 2. Ms. Michelle Zook, Constituent Liaison for Veterans Affairs for Congressman John Ratcliffe. Mr. John Sharp, Chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, who will speak in a few minutes. Mrs. Nell Calloway, General Chenault's granddaughter, who will also speak in a few minutes. The Texas State Historian, and I might add, alumnus of Texas A&M University Commerce, Mr. Bill O'Neill. Members of the Board of Directors of the Texas Historical Commission and the Texas State Historical Association, and of course, Ann and Ted Reel, who prior to the ceremony graciously hosted the platform party in their beautiful home. And many others, too numerous to list, thank you all for joining us on this very special occasion. I'm also pleased to announce that immediately following the ceremony, we will have a flyover of an authentic P-40 plane from the Kavanaugh Flight Museum in Addison, Texas. So get your cell phone cameras ready, okay? It is now my pleasure to introduce a man who has dedicated his life to public service and perhaps his greatest claim to fame, my boss, Mr. John Sharp, Chancellor of the Texas A&M University System. As Chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, John Sharp leads the 19-member system, which includes 11 universities, 7 state agencies, 2 service units, and a health science center. Mr. Sharp brings with him more than 3 decades of public service and a passion to make the A&M system the best system of higher education in the country. He is a member of the Texas A&M University Class of 72, where he was student body president and member of the core staff of the Corps of Cadets Flying Tigers Squadron 6. Upon graduation, he was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army Reserves. In 1976, Sharp received a master's degree in public administration from Southwest Texas State University while working full-time with the Legislative Budget Board in Austin. In 1978, he was elected to the Texas House of Representatives, and in 82, was elected to the Texas State Senate, where he served on the powerful Senate Finance Committee. In 1986, he was elected to the Texas Railroad Commission, and in 1986, was elected state comptroller in 1990, and was reelected to that position in 1994. Please help me welcome Chancellor John Sharp.
Good morning. That is true. My greatest goal in life was to become Dan Jones's boss, and I'm there. Thank you very much, Dan, and what a pleasure it is to bring with me this morning several members of the Corps of Cadets of Texas A&M University, particularly contingents of the Honor Guard of the Governor of Texas, the Ross Volunteers. If you saw a young lady in those 4 folks standing there, her name is Jackie Kinsley. She is also the commander of the Squadron 6 Flying Tigers outfit in the Corps of Cadets. We also have 2 other members, Andre Guerra and James Hill, who are also members of the Corps of Cadets and members of Squadron 6 Flying Tigers. When I first heard about this project, we were very excited about it in our family, because when you are a freshman, as I was, and you were assigned Squadron 6, the first thing you learn is how to pronounce Chenault, and all of the history of what he meant and what his volunteer group meant to not only this country, but to China and to A&M in particular. So it was a great pleasure just to be a part of this in some way. I want to thank particularly tell you what a pleasure it is to be here with Nell Calloway and her grandfather's birthplace, and thank her for all she has done to keep the candles burning in his memory. the original name of the Flying Tigers was not Flying Tigers until 1964, just a little bit before I arrived at A&M. They went through several things, but it was chosen as a very conscious tribute to Lieutenant General Claire Chennault and his legacy. I think that name stuck because General Chennault epitomized the idea of what service is about and what serving your fellow man is about. And the words of Matthew that are inscribed above the Memorial Student Center at the Texas A&M that says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would give his life for a friend. And each of his volunteer group were certainly willing to do that. Service is, of course, a core value for the entire Texas A&M University system. I'm extremely pleased to be able to support the efforts of the late Dr. Otha Spencer, Wyman Williams, and the many others here at A&M Commerce that worked so hard to preserve this heritage and make it accessible for more people. Today's event is just one more example of the global reach of the Texas A&M system, and as someone who at a relatively young age was personally influenced by the legacy of General Chennault, I'm honored to be with you here today, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Chancellor Sharp. We are pleased today to have with us Nell Calloway. Ms. Calloway has been the director of the Chennault Aviation and Military Museum since 2008, and as you heard before, she is the granddaughter of Claire Chennault. She has nurtured her grandfather's legacy, and it has been her mission to remind people of the close ties that existed between the United States and the people of China and Asia during World War II. Many thousands of lives were saved by the Flying Tigers, flying combat missions against the invading Japanese forces during the war. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Nell Calloway.
I hope y'all can suffer with me. I've got to leave my sunglasses on, if you'll forgive me for that. I would like to thank President Jones, Chancellor Sharp, the Chennault Committee, and all the dignitaries that are here from the United States, China, and Taiwan. First, I want to say that my grandfather, Claire Chennault, would be most proud to see these monuments at his birthplace that represent people from both countries that he loved and served. I want to start out by quoting to you the last sentence of his memoirs, Way of a Fighter, that he wrote in 1949. He said, "It is my fondest hope that the sign of the Flying Tiger will remain aloft as long as it is needed on both shores of the Pacific to show two great peoples coming together toward a common goal in war and peace. When the war ended, we left each other as friends, saddened to see each other leave, but thankful for the friendships that were formed and the peace that was established. I am reminded, though, that our work is not yet finished. While old enemies have been defeated, challenges still remain. And if there is to be peace in the 21st century, China, Taiwan, and the United States must become partners. We must work together toward our common goals, prosperity, stability, respect, and understanding. These goals are not impossible. We once moved mountains to build supply lines. We learned foreign languages to create better understanding. We crossed oceans and we defied gravity to defend our families and our homes. And we succeeded. We can succeed again. And this also reminds us that what we can accomplish if we work together. I know that you would not be here today dedicating these markers, remembering the history that we share of my grandfather, General Claire Chennault, and the Flying Tigers and their accomplishments if you did not feel the same way that I do. These markers are a reminder of what one person can do to make a difference. These markers represent more than just an historical site. They represent people continuing to make a difference. They represent bridges of understanding between two great peoples. They represent how our history can be used to make a difference in today's world. I want to tell you, as director of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum for the last whatever years it's been, I think, you know, it seems like 100. But anyway, it has been my honor to visit both China and Taiwan on several occasions and be their guest. And I've been very humbled at their graciousness and their hospitality, but I've also been more impressed about their knowledge of their history. When my mother and I made our first trip in 2002, we really did not know what to expect. And we were overcome by this hospitality, but we were also more stunned by the stories that we hear and the fact that most Americans do not know this history. China and the United States are number one and number two superpowers today. If we don't find a way to work together, and as my grandfather said, in war and peace, they fought together in war. We need to come together in peace. We need to build cultural understanding about our differences. It is not impossible. These are things that we can do. And I have to say, I admire the people of Commerce, Texas, because what they're doing today is trying to bridge the gap between China and the United States by this wonderful memorial that's translated in all Chinese and American. So I thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to you, and thank you also for all of your efforts. I especially got to thank my friend Wyman Williams back there, because he's visited our museum twice. By the way, I have to tell you that we're on the I-20. You get on I-20 going east, you get to Monroe, and you see an airport sign. You turn there, and you'll be at the museum. We just opened an exhibit based on his book, Way of a Fighter, this summer. And it was very, very important to us to have it translated, but even more important to us was to have not only representatives from the United States military there, but also representatives from the Chinese military there. And we tell their story. It's based on that book. It starts in 1937 when my grandfather first went to China. It talks about what he was able to accomplish with the Chinese people even before the Flying Tigers got there. And then, of course, we have the story of the end of the war and what we were able to accomplish in the victory that was established in August of 1945. So please come and be my special guest. We don't charge any admission, so there's no excuse there. So please come and visit us. Thank you very much for letting me speak.
Nell Calloway, the granddaughter of
Thank you, Ms. Calloway. It's a pleasure to have you here and an honor to have you here with us today. You know, the placing of a historical marker just doesn't happen without the work of a lot of people and a lot of organizations. The final approval of the marker rests with the Texas Historical Commission. Mark Wolf is the executive director of the commission, and please welcome Mark Wolf.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thank you for inviting me to be here to be part of this event. I do want to recognize our vice chairman, Commissioner John Crane, is with us here today from Dallas. And thank you for coming. And we have several staff members who made it up from Austin, but I particularly want to point out Bob Brinkman, because Bob is the director of the Marker Program, and I know he's hiding over here somewhere. And when you find him, oh, he's not hiding. He's right in front of the house. There he is. So I'm sure he would like to speak with each and every one of you individually about your ideas for the marker program. Our state historical markers are really one of the most public ways that our agency helps to inform and educate the people of Texas about their history. And of course, that information comes to us from you all. So you're the ones who really initiate this entire process. The markers commemorate these wonderful stories, from great Texas architecture to the important events that define us as Texans, to the people who made lasting contributions to the history of the Lone Star State. Claire Chenault was one of those, born here in Commerce. He didn't spend a great deal of his life in Texas, but his life and his career epitomized the values that are commonly and distinctively associated with our state. In a life that took him to the other side of the world, Chenault was a true Texan. He was an innovator, a controversial military genius, fierce advocate of new tactics, new tools, and weaponry. As innovators often do, he frequently clashed with authority figures. We like that in Texas. He was independent. After becoming frustrated in the U.S. Army, he moved on to China and became an aviation advisor to the Chinese government, training volunteers to fight the Japanese. He was a courageous warrior. He led the all-volunteer Flying Tigers before the U.S. entered World War II, and they inflicted great losses on the Japanese forces. After Pearl Harbor and the United States' entry into the war, he took command of all Allied air forces in China. He received at least 17 medals, including the Distinguished Service Medal and the Distinguished Flying Cross. He was a great patriot and a great friend of the Chinese people. His connection to China continued after the Allied victory when he founded the Civil Air Transport to carry relief supplies from Canton to Shanghai. After his death in 1958, he was buried in Arlington National Cemetery, his headstone inscribed in both English and Chinese. He is commemorated with a statue in Taipei and several memorials, including a Flying Tigers Museum in the People's Republic of China. So it's fitting that this becomes the first state historical marker to be translated into Chinese. This translated marker is both a symbolic and a literal reference to the great culture that Chennault gave so much to, and also to the idea that Texas's history doesn't end at Texas's borders. The state of Texas, so successful, so diverse, and so significant, has influenced not just the history of our country, but the history of the world. The life of General Claire Chennault reminds us of that fact, and it's our hope that this marker will inspire those who see it, especially the students of Texas A&M Commerce, and the residents of Commerce, to make their own significant impact on our state, on our nation, and on the world. So thank you again for the opportunity to be here today, and I am asked to direct your attention to the markers.
And now we see the unveiling of the marker, written in both traditional and modern Chinese, right next to the marker that was erected in the late 1960s bearing the same text in English.
A special thing will happen next at any moment. The P-40 Flying Tiger plane will fly over. It'll make a loop and come back again. So as if you miss it the first time, it'll be here. Just be patient.
You're listening to live coverage of the dedication ceremony for the birthplace of Lieutenant General Claire Chennault. Was a hometown hero, born in Commerce, Texas, grew up in Louisiana, attended Louisiana State University, was in the United States Army Air Corps, and most famously organized a volunteer Air Force to help defend China against Japan. This was in the early years of World War II, before the United States entered the war.
Scheduled, so it's 5 minutes before the plane gets here, so if you want to relax, so tell some jokes, you know.
Noah Nelson, Director of Media Relations for Texas A&M University Commerce. You're listening to a live broadcast of the Claire Chennault Memorial Dedication Ceremony. A historical marker, the first such historical marker in Chinese in Texas. And we just witnessed the unveiling. We're here on Monroe Street, 1501 Monroe is the address where Claire Chennault was born. And we're listening to, hope you can get enough of the audio. We have a brass ensemble from Texas A&M University Commerce entertaining us with some appropriate tunes this morning. And we just heard from a number of speakers. We heard from Texas A&M University System Chancellor Sharp, as well as Texas A&M University Commerce President Dan Jones, Commerce Mayor John Bellotti, and also Nell Calloway, the granddaughter of Claire Chennault, who now operates a aviation museum in northern Louisiana.
We're 1 minute away.
And we are 1 minute away from a P-40, a vintage aircraft still in operation, maintained by an aviation museum in Addison, suburban Dallas, expected to make a couple of passes over Central Commerce, Texas here this morning. We are on Monroe Street, just a couple of blocks west of downtown, and we have Some folks in the crowd saying that they can see the P-40 making its approach from the south. We'll see if I can stick. Here we are. Don't know if the mic picked that up. Hopefully so. And the crowd reacting with appreciative applause. Looks like he's going to make another pass here. Maybe do a little U-ey at Wolf City and come back down.
That was the first pass. He'll be back.
Okay. He's coming back. So if you're in northeastern Hunt County and are wondering what that plane was and decided to turn on KETR, well, that's a P-40, a vintage World War II aircraft, still up and running. And looks like it's approaching us from the west now. Folks with their cell phone cameras up. And that single-wing fighter plane making its way over where we stand and sit today. The ceremony marking the dedication of a historical marker in Chinese, honoring the birthplace of General Claire Chennault, born in Commerce, Texas. One more pass from the P-40. Folks taking cell phone pictures. Guy there with a tablet, recording a video perhaps, and who made a very, very important mark on the timeline of World War II, organizing a volunteer force of mostly American fighters to defend China against the Japanese ground invasion. This was before the United States entered the war. The Flying Tigers, as they were called, the planes had a what was originally designed to be a shark eye and mouth on the nose of the aircraft, but people thought it looked more like a tiger, so the Flying Tigers name. One more pass from the P-40. That one kind of low. Flying pretty low over Commerce, Texas, headed north to south. And the crowd definitely appreciating that, what was probably the last display from that P-40 aircraft. The Flying Tigers achieved an extraordinary record of success, destroying over 500 Japanese aircraft and losing less than 100 of their own.
Some great pictures, and once again, thank you all for being part of this very special celebration.
That was Texas A&M University Commerce President Dan Jones. And we are winding down this morning's festivities. You've been listening to a live broadcast here on KETR of the dedication ceremony unveiling a historical marker in Chinese, bearing the same text in both traditional Chinese and in the modern version of Mandarin, standardized by the People's Republic of China. That marker standing next to a marker in English that was erected in the late 1960s, honoring the one-story home here on Monroe Street. If you've driven up North Monroe, you might have passed right by it. It's an elegant building, but a modest one. It's one-story home with a red door, and it's immediately south of the biggest house on Monroe Street, that being the real house. The podium for the ceremonies was set up between the Chennault birthplace home and the real house. Thank you for tuning in and enjoying this live broadcast of the dedication ceremony where the historical marker in Chinese marking the birthplace of Flying Tigers pioneer and World War II hero, General Claire Chennault. You're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR.